We're a social enterprise offering psychotherapy, counseling, and psychological support sessions around the country. It's basically a blended model of online and face-to-face services that we offer, albeit we have five urban centres only in Dublin, Cork, and Limerick. So outside of that, our services are offered predominantly online. We have a network of over 220 mental health professionals working around the country, offering these services through either phone or online, or if they're working outside of the face-to-face centres.
Yeah, and your service is being extended now to cover those affected by the defective concrete crisis scandal.
Yes, exactly. So the Department of Housing have approached us and they've provided a certain amount of funding for us to provide these our services, albeit that they would cover the cost of it. So the services are free of charge for anyone who has been impacted in by defective concrete blocks in the counties of Donegal, Mayo, Clare, and Limerick.
And to help them through how it's impacting their mental health, or like, in other words, what element of that experience of theirs would they benefit from in terms of these sessions that they'll have available to them?
Yeah, exactly that. Basically, supporting what's obviously a very difficult situation from a mental health perspective. So, trying to help them, the people impacted, and help them through the situation, and improving their mental health through that.
Okay, so through this, six sessions are being offered of counselling on a first come, first served basis. How many spaces do you have available?
So we don't have necessarily a cap on it, albeit.
Is
we
it a
would
cap on resources? Is it once the resources are exhausted, then the sessions end? Is that it?
yeah, exactly that. So we do have a limited number of sessions that we can deliver, but at that point in time, the services will still be open and they'll be still be available, but we might not necessarily have the funding to cover them free of charge.
And how much was my mind given to provide the support for people affected by mica, defective
I
concrete?
don't actually have that figure in front of me, Greg, I'm afraid, no.
Right, okay. Now, is it in person? Is it remotely? Or is it whatever best suits the person making contact?
So, as I mentioned, we own our face-to-face centres are in Dublin, Cork, and Limerick. So, obviously, we
Yeah,
don't
it's
have
not
any
going to be
physical
practical.
presence
Yeah.
in the affected counties, unfortunately. So, I suppose as a side project to this, or as separately to this, but at the same time, we've actually been looking into how we can deliver face-to-face services across the country, because we're seeing a growing demand even since we've come out of COVID, and maybe it's I suppose people being maybe just too used to such online interactions that there's a growing demand for face-to-face services. So we're looking into how we can provide that across the country, albeit that the current model that we have of, sizable urban centres where we have multiple rooms, multiple therapists working out of, and we rent a building as a whole. That's not necessarily what we're looking for at the moment, just given the cost incurred, et cetera. But we're looking at potentially developing partnerships with GP practices or other primary care facilities that are already established, already operating in local communities, to see if we can partner with them, rent rooms or space available, and offer face-to-face services that way.
Yeah, and there are going to be counselling services available to the people of Donegal. It's one of the counties involved in this extension, obviously. So
Absolutely, yeah.
when do you hope to be able to deliver these face-to-face services? I mean, remote is fine, but for some people it doesn't really, they don't really engage well in that sort of environment. I seen some coverage of this where it was like an appeal for a facility. So in other words, if someone out there has a space, are you open to them offering that space and saying, look, this is
Absolutely.
important,
Yeah,
this
that,
is
so
what
that's
we
ex essentially, sorry, that's essentially what we're looking for. So, I mean, I suppose the one part is that the services are currently available and they're active. So if anyone is looking to avail of the services, they can contact our office on 0818 500 800 or hq@mymind.org, and somebody would essentially apply the code, which means they can get the free of charge services. But as you pointed out, at the moment, they are only currently available online, given that we don't have a physical presence. So the other part to it is that, yeah, we would love for anybody working or representing a facility within Donegal specifically, or any of the other affected counties, If they feel there's a suitable premises or facility there that has space available, and that there might even be interested in discussing this or looking at it further, we'd love to hear from them as well. So any potential opportunities for partnerships there, we'd be delighted to hear from anybody.